of the water and the Spirit. It would have been totally impossible for Nicodemus to have been saved at that moment under the new covenant. It was only when Christ died and was resurrected and ascended did the new covenant come into effect. The same is true of the thief on the cross. The old covenant was by faith alone. Jesus was sacrificed as his spotless lamb on that cross. He was also the thief's high priest. Again, the new covenant was not in effect till Christ was resurrected and ascended into heaven. In Hebrews 9 and 14, it begins, it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where the testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is no strength at all while the testator liveth." So in our text, we read to you what Jesus told his disciples to do and preach. It was commanded, not a suggestion. He commanded them to preach the gospel. He didn't say that if you want to receive baptism, if you want to receive the Holy Ghost, he commanded them to preach repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. You can read that throughout the Gospels. A command was given for them to preach and to teach. In Luke 24, 47 through 49, it begins, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." I want to read also in Mark 16:15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." All these things were done in a command and by the name of Jesus. The only way we can dispel a lie is to go read what it was that the apostles together in one accord preached. What was it they preached in Acts 2? Peter preaches to those that were wondering what the meaning of all the people speaking in this wonderful works of God in their own native tongue. Then after he had preached to them how they crucified the Lord of glory, the people asked how they could be saved from their sin. Peter then stands up with the 11, the other disciples. The mother of Jesus was also present with them, and many others were there and witnessed what it was that Jesus commanded them to preach concerning their salvation. I don't believe that it said anywhere that just accept the Lord as your personal Savior and thou shalt be saved. Those words weren't mentioned on the day of Pentecost. Those words weren't even in their thoughts. Amen. Because they had been with Jesus and they had heard the command, the risen Jesus. They had been with Jesus and they heard him speak the words of life that they should preach. Now, the reason I call this message the power of a lie is that the whole denominational world preaches the name of Jesus is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's a lie, my friend. That's a lie straight out of the portals of hell. Amen. It just took Adam and Eve just a little bit of difference in the Word of God to get them off kilter to the truth of the Word of God. There's one scripture in your Bible that mentions the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in a form of baptism. But they always skip right over the part at the beginning where it says, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Who is the Father? Who is the Son? Who is the Holy Ghost? Then his name, we know, is Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's what they preached. That's what they preached all throughout the book of Acts. Never do you ever hear or see them baptizing or preaching in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Never do you see them lay hands on somebody and say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Never do you see them speak to the crippled man at the temple gate and said, such as we have, the Father, the Holy Ghost, the Son, rise up and walk. They preach Jesus, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. Amen. That command in Matthew was very clear. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. His name is Jesus. Now, this is how I know that that doctrine is a lie. And I believe it is a very powerful lie as well. The disciples throughout the book of Acts baptized for the remission of sins in the name of Jesus only. Nowhere anybody was baptized any other way. And I could prove it to you in this message that Peter preached was not a lie. The Spirit of God, just a couple years later, pronounced death to a couple named Ananias and Sapphira for lying to the Holy Ghost. This lie was about money that they had received for the price of the land that they had sold. They wanted to make it look like they got so much and didn't. And they lied. They lied. Peter said, not to me. You didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. And that lie cost them their life. God wasn't fooling. He was trying to set up a church, and he was trying to tell them, hey, you're going to do it my way. Amen. The gates of hell will not prevail against this church. The lying devil is not going to prevail against the church of the living God that we are a part of today. Amen. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he's got a name. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other name. Hallelujah. Given by which we must be saved. If the disciples and the mother of Jesus and all the others that were there had heard Peter's words that day that he preached concerning their salvation, if they knew that Jesus said you were to be baptized for the remission of sins in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then they too would have died that day because they had lied to the people. The words that Jesus himself had spoken. Peter's words was repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. My friend, nobody died because they preached what was Jesus said to preach. Amen. They didn't lie to the Holy Ghost. They didn't tell a fib. They didn't tell what somebody made up as, oh, that's just what Jesus said to preach. I'm here to tell you, they heard what Jesus told them to preach. There was three accounts of that very conversation. And every one of them said, go ye therefore and baptize in the name of Jesus. They understood who the Father was. They understood who the Son was. They understood, because just remember a few scriptures earlier I read, it said he opened their understanding of the scripture. He gave them revelation of who he was. At first they didn't understand this thing. They didn't understand crucifixion. They didn't understand he was coming back to, because they was going fishing. Forget this. This is crazy. I'm just going to go back to what I know. But they understood when God opened up their understanding. And from that point on, you know, they had fear. All fear gripped their hearts. They couldn't talk to nobody. They couldn't even stand at the cross to watch their Lord pass away. Amen. They ran because they had no power. But when the Holy Ghost came down that day, something got into the spirit of those men. And I'm telling you, they got anointed and they began to preach the words of Jesus Christ. And many, many lives were changed because of the words of truth that they spoke. Don't let somebody tell you a lie that the name is Father, the name is Son, the name is Holy Ghost. That's a lie from the very depths of hell. Amen. And I'm sorry that the church world has bought into it. They're going to be sadly mistaken if they don't wake up and realize who Jesus really is. Amen. It's so simple. Just obey the word. Amen. Don't put your own thoughts on the word. Amen. Just obey the word as it is written. Amen. It will be a powerful, dynamic transformation in your life. A lie is a lie. There is more to salvation than just believing and accepting God as your Savior. Amen. Cornelius believed. He was a righteous, mighty, used of God. Prayer warrior, probably more prayerful than any of us here. Amen. I don't know of any of us here that has built up a memorial before God in your prayers. He believed, but there was more for him that he had to do to be saved. Number one reason is that Jesus was very direct in what they were to preach. He told them where to go and what they were to do to receive remission of sins and the spirit infilling. That was his whole purpose of coming to this earth. In Matthew, when the angel spoke, he said, you shall call his name what? For he shall save his people from their what? Sin. Not in their sin. Not continue doing what I've always done. And it doesn't matter. Don't judge me. I can live this way. I can drink alcohol. I can smoke cigarettes and still love Jesus because I believe. You show me that in the word of God. He said, I come to save you from your sin. I didn't save you to keep you going in your sin so that you can do whatever you will to do. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, they had to obey the word of God just as he said. Amen. They had to give a sacrifice that was pleasing to him, not a sacrifice of the cursed ground that was cursed of God. Amen. They had to give the sacrifice of blood, just like he said. Amen. Oh, God said, I change not. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't change. When I give instructions, that's the way I want it done. You can't come to God and accept him as your personal Savior. He's got to accept you as his personal sinner. He don't need you. He don't need salvation. He is holy. He is righteous. He doesn't smoke dope. He doesn't drink alcohol. He doesn't have sex with everybody that comes along. He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He don't need salvation. You need salvation. I need salvation. The world needs salvation. We got to tell them who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. The world is going to wake up one day and realize there is only one God, and His name is Jesus. We must be born again of water and spirit. That's what He told Nicodemus. The name is what brings the whole salvation experience its authority. The power is in the name. The force or authority of His name gave the power to remit sin. It was His death that gave the authority for the will to be granted. You would have never heard a disciple of Jesus ever pray or cast out or devil or in any other name but Jesus. Any other title but Jesus. Everything was done in Jesus' name. Colossians 3:17 says, And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. I think obeying the gospel is a mighty good deed. Amen. You can't get any better deed than that. Amen. Doing the will of the Father. Amen. Doing the will of Jesus Christ is a very good deed. Do it in the name of Jesus. And when Peter and John were beaten and thrown into prison for preaching the name, listen to this. And I'm going to close with this. In Acts 5:17-32, it says, Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles to put them into common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that they had entered into the temple early in the morning and taught, but the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, The prison truly we found shut, but all with all safety, and the keeper standing without. These things they doubted of them and whereunto this would grow. Hold right there. Here's where they begin to lie. These men begin to lie and say, Now, we don't want this to grow, so don't tell anybody that this happened. We don't want everybody to know that the angel delivered them out of this prison. So keep it quiet. They had been getting accustomed to telling these lies. That's what happened when the stone got rolled away from Jesus' tomb. They began to tell they paid them money. Said, now you go tell them this, that the disciples came and stole his body away. So there was a whole lot of lying going on already. My personal belief is, and this is just my opinion and belief, I believe this is where the Catholic Church was starting, right here. Rome and the Sanhedrin council that was not doing the will of God. Just an opinion. But they began to lie and tell truths that pleased them and was good for their hearing and for what they were trying to accomplish. Verse 25, And then came one and told them, saying, Behold, the men whom you are in prison standing in the temple teaching the people. And they went, and the captain with the officers, the Roman officers, brought them with violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they brought them, They set them before the council of the high priest and asked him, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? They didn't say, didn't we tell you that you don't need to preach in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? Because Jesus said that when he right before he died. No, they understood something. These sinners understood something. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. For to give repentance, repent, to Israel, and forgiveness of sins, remission of sins. And we are witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Jesus is the only name by which we must be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the command that Jesus preached. Amen. That's plain in the Word of God. That's the way it is. Amen. That's the way that you enter the very entrance into the kingdom of God. We don't stop there. There's a whole lot more. If you read in the book of Acts, it says, in many other words did he exhort them and tell them about some things of salvation. I'm sure he probably talked to them a lot about their lifestyle and how they lived and how they're to go home and how they're to act and how they're to do the things of God and start churches in their own communities and preach this gospel that we have preached. Amen. Let's stand today. Later on in the Word of God, Peter and them preached, how soon have you been removed from this gospel? Amen. That lie began to go out. That lie began to go forth. The Council of Nicaea, they did some changing. Some commentaries, you can look it up, some commentaries say in Matthew that those few words weren't in there. You can read it. They said, baptized in the name of Jesus. When you're building a doctrine, you never can use one scripture. The Bible is full of truths. Said to take a little here, a little there. You build a doctrine on the Word of God. All throughout the Word of God, everything pointed to Jesus Christ, Him crucified, as our Lord, as our Prince. Amen? He's the Prince of Peace. Amen? You can have the Prince of Peace. Amen? If you don't have what you need today, if you need healing in your body today, Jesus Christ is here today to heal you. Jesus Christ is here to do whatever you have need of. But if you don't, you get somebody on this internet and you listen to this message and you tell them about Jesus. You take these words and take them to them and say, don't believe the lie of the world. Amen. We need to get bold like Peter and John and Paul and all of them and start preaching the gospel. We've got the truth. We've got the Word of truth. We need to share it with the world. Amen. We need to tell them all about Jesus and what he can do to change their life. Amen. Jesus wants to change lives. Amen. It's the power that's in the name. Amen. That's the only thing that'll change their life. Lord, we're thankful. We praise you. In the name.
Heavenly Father, in the beginning. rock of all ages. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's a heavenly Father, the beginning and the end. Much more than this, my friend. He's the Son of Man. He's coming back again. Let me tell you who Jesus is. He's the rock of all ages. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank Olivia for stepping out in faith and playing the drums. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for people that want to serve God and want to give of their talents and live for God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can tell by me playing. I'm not there yet, but God's helping us. And I'll do whatever it takes to see God's spirit move and be blessing in the kingdom of God. Let's go take this message to somebody today and share the love of Jesus Christ with them. God bless you.